Well, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you for asking me to speak this evening. Deliberately move that out of the way.
You don't need to stand too close.
So I'm just waiting for my first slide. But while we get that organized, what I'm going to talk about this evening is really how God used a series of career and life diversions, I'll call them diversions, to deliver multiple blessings into my life and hopefully my family's life as well. Although two of them are here, so they might disagree with that. Hopefully not. And I'm covering quite a large span of time, so obviously all I'm going to give you this evening is really kind of like chapter headings and not much more than that. There's obviously a whole lot more that went on in that time, and I'm not going to go into all of that detail because we'd be here for a very long time listening to me speak, and nobody wants that. So I've entitled it God at Work and how he used a series of career diversions and life diversions to deliver multiple blessings. So what I'd like to do, first of all, is take you back to the year 2003. And I'm going to paint you a little bit of a picture. So 2003, Apple launched iTunes, although it was going to be about 4 years until the actual first iPhone came out. The film Finding Nemo was released. The most exciting phone on the market was the Nokia 3200. A few bits of recognition there. And the novel Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix is published. And I know that they're probably just looking around at faces, a few people here who aren't aware that there was a world before iPhones and Harry Potter. But trust me, there was a time before those. So, what about me? Well, in 2003, I was working in Grangemouth in Scotland's only petrochemical site, which delivers almost all of Scotland's fuel and produces many of the chemically derived materials that we all rely on every day. The site employs directly and indirectly thousands of people, covers about 3 square miles, and delivers 4% of Scotland's GDP. So in 2003, what am I doing there? Well, I'm a team leader working in the field of worker health protection. And there are many aspects of work, unfortunately, that can impact negatively on our health. In fact, there are actually more health issues than safety issues in most workplaces. They're just not as obvious. So at Grangemouth, I'm leading a small team, providing numerous intervention to protect workers against all sorts of health issues or potential health issues, such as high noise levels, chemical exposure, and a host of other hazards. So an important, worthwhile job, I think you'd agree. Yes, but God had other ideas. So that's me and my team. that's me in the middle. Doing my important, worthwhile job. But through a series of events that I really don't have time to cover this evening, I came to the point of taking redundancy from this position. So what next? Well, I've always had a passion for the subject of homelessness. It seems to me in this country just appalling that given the relative wealth in this country, we allow people to sleep on the streets. People end up sleeping on the streets. So I've always had a passion about that. And I have throughout my life supported various organizations financially, but I've always had this kind of daydream. You know, the thing that you do sort of when you're lying in bed on a Saturday morning, or you're laid in the bath and you sort of daydream away that you're going to save the world and you're going to do this, that, and the other thing. I'd always had this daydream that I could do something a bit more practical and more direct in the area of homelessness. The only problem was I had no idea, I had no qualifications, and I had no experience. But not a problem for God, obviously. So I was having this sort of waking dream one Saturday morning, and something a little bit different happened. Before I describe this, I have to say, and have to make it very clear, that I am not in the habit of walking around hearing directly the voice of God in my ear on a daily basis. That does not happen at all. However, on this particular Saturday morning, when I was laid in bed, having this sort of like daydream about, you know, saving the world and homelessness in general, I heard what I can only describe as the voice of God, because it wasn't my God, it wasn't my thoughts, it wasn't my voice. I do believe it was God, and he didn't mince his words. He was quite straightforward and quite short, and he just basically said, "Go buy a big issue," and that was it. That's really all he said. But there did seem to be a subtext, which was, "Stop lying there thinking about it, and you know, get up and go and do something, Amanda." That was kind of a feeling that I had. So it was a Saturday. I knew where the big issue seller in Falkirk stood. So I drove into Falkirk, and I walked along the road where I knew that he would be, and I bought a big issue. So far, so good. And in that big issue, in the back, where they put the adverts, was an advert for a job position for Bethany Christian Trust, for a fundraiser, specifically to work in the fundraising department, looking at trust funds and relationships with businesses. And again, I have to reiterate, I had no idea, I had no qualifications, and I had no experience at all. So I applied. and I got an interview. How bizarre is that? So this must be in this. But even as I was driving to the interview, I was thinking, this is absolutely crazy. What am I doing? I don't get this at all. But as I was driving there, I was playing a particular CD, and I just want to quote from a great modern British philosopher, Dido, who said, and God spoke to me through this, honestly, I feel quite embarrassed, but who said, "If my life is for rent and I don't learn to buy, well, I deserve nothing more than I get, because nothing I have is truly mine." You can make of that what you will, but God spoke to me through that and said, "No, this is for you." So I went along, I went to the interview, and bizarrely, I got the job. Let's go back one. Okay. So a massive shift in my career. But the blessings that brought to me, I can only kind of begin to describe. And again, I can only give you kind of headlines and bullet points. But it was a dream fulfilled, literally a dream fulfilled. I absolutely loved the job. I loved working for Bethany. They're an amazing organization. They literally floated on prayer as an organization. We prayed before meetings. We prayed the actions out after meetings. If that wasn't enough, we had a Wednesday morning prayer meeting as well, just to make sure we had enough prayer. And it was just amazing and fantastic to work with them. I had some amazing insights into people's lives, people who had been transformed by God through that organization, people who had been homeless, met with God, and their lives had truly been transformed in all sorts of ways. And that was mostly just the staff, because they did employ a lot of people who had been homeless and had come through their organization. But it was absolutely tremendous, and I was massively blessed working for Bethany. Also, I gained some skills as well. I was quite fortunate, considering I didn't have any in that area. But they were very kind and gave me lots of training. And I gained some skills, which is something that I'll come back to a little later on. So again, an important, worthwhile job. Yes, but again, but had other ideas. So here I am working for Bethany, and one day I'm working from home, working on some trust fund applications. And the phone rings, and it's my husband phoning me from work. And at that point in time, Graham was doing a lot of travelling with work. And he phoned home and he said, oh, I need to talk to you. And I said, okay, what's that? He said, they've asked me if I'll go to Houston. And I said, okay. I'm thinking, okay, how long for? A week? 2 weeks? Maybe 3 weeks this time? And he said, there was a bit of a pause at the end of the phone, but silence. He said, no, 3 years. Oh, okay. So Houston. So now we're looking at relocation to somewhere very different. So obviously we prayed about it, we talked about it a lot, and we went, and here we are in Houston. And I put that picture up because of the lovely cute faces, and our children are in it as well. It's quite nice. So when we got to Houston, apart from the work and everything, there was obviously something very important, which was finding a church. And we found a church just down the road from us called Gateway, completely different church experience to anything that we'd experienced in the UK. And again, it was amazing. The blessings that we gained as a family from that church, again, I can only give you sort of bullet points and headlines, but it was totally amazing. Through Gateway, the Holy Spirit really reignited our passion for Jesus. It was really transformative. And we were blessed by serving in many ways. But one specific thing was that this church introduced myself and Graham to Alpha. And we very quickly got plugged in to the church. But it was a little bit strange the way that they did this. Basically, when we arrived, we were new. It's a big church with hundreds of people. So you fill in the card to say, yeah, we'd like to meet a few more people. And then they phone you up and they say, oh, that's great. Welcome to Gateway and all the rest of it. And then they say, we'd like you to do Alpha. So, what? Sorry? And we'd heard of Alpha, we didn't really know much about it, but we knew it was for getting people to be Christians. And we're thinking, we don't need to do Alpha. We're already Christians, why do we need to do Alpha? But of course they were American and we were British, so we didn't say any of that. We just said, oh, thank you very much. And really the other thing you need to know is that what they were actually saying to us was, we'd like you to come along every Wednesday night for 10 weeks where we'll take your children off you. Sorry, Joseph. We'll entertain them, they'll have a great time, we'll feed you, and you'll have a great time. Yeah, all right, okay, it will come. So they introduced us to Alpha. So again, just a massive blessing for us, and again, something I could speak to you about for a very long time, but I won't. We also met some amazing people who were very significant for us in terms of our faith, and we made some really significant lifelong friends. So again, masses of blessings. At that time, I was working through an agency on a project for BP, but I was also training to teach English as a second language as well whilst we were there. So again, important, worthwhile work. Yes, absolutely. But God had other ideas. Again, just cutting a very long story short, things happened behind the scenes, things happened in the company. BP decided to sell BP Chemicals ultimately to INEOS, and we were told to come home. So 3 years turned out not to be 3 years. And so then we're looking at return. And this was really actually quite hard. And as I'm going through this talk, I'm aware that I'm giving you headlines and bullet points, and it might seem quite straightforward and quite simple. And in fact, obviously, there's a lot of detail under this, and all of these decisions and ramifications were not at all straightforward or simple. And actually, coming back was really hard at that time, and we were actually quite gutted when they told us we had to come home. But we didn't have much choice, otherwise they'd stop paying us. So we came home. So then another decision that we had in coming home was we'd had this amazing experience of church out there, and so different to what we'd experienced here, and it was just right for that time, I guess, for us. But what do we do when we come back? So you might recognise this church here. So we decided to go church hunting, horrible phrase, but as you do. And this, you'd be happy to know that SBC was actually recommended to us as well by a couple of people. So we came here, thought we'd give it a go. We never went anywhere else. We just came here, and that was it. And one of the things we were really looking for was a good church home for our children, a really good kids ministry that would take them all the way through from sort of just beyond creche level up to sort of student level ministry. And we really found that here. So again, fantastic blessings in coming here. Obviously, we got plugged into Alpha. You know, it's always easy to look back and see what God was doing, but you know, clearly we went to Gateway so that we could be introduced to Alpha. We came here and we got plugged into Alpha. My clicker stopped working. Can you save me, Scott? Can you put the next? Should be one more picture? Never mind, I'll just talk through it. Nobody's noticed, it's okay. So here we are, we're back in the country. We're back at we're at Stirling Baptist Church. But one day I'm sitting in the service and Alistair starts talking about something called the Family Life Centre that's kind of been sort of recently got going, and he starts talking about something called the application to Robertson's Trust. You heard that word trust fund, okay? Sounds familiar. So he starts talking about that and just asks, you know, is there anybody that could maybe help with this application? Has anybody done anything in relation to fundraising and trust funds and anything like that? Our children were still quite young at the time. I was very busy, so I examined my shoes for a while, and then I tried examining the ceiling for a while. But there was a very sharp pain in my side due to my husband sort of doing that. I'm very busy. But again, just another great example of God just weaving through sort of the history of our kind of lives and my work life, etc., and basically upskilling me at Bethany to something that I could use here. So obviously, eventually, I did sort of put my hand up and say, "Yeah, I could maybe help with that. I might know a little bit about it." And so again, just more blessings from that. So I got to meet Kathleen Forbes. Got involved with the work of the Family Life Centre, but much more than that, our whole family became friends with the Forbes family, and just multiple blessings from being involved with them as a family, being involved with the Family Life Centre. So just another example of how God just kind of works through all of these things. Can you give me one more slide? Thank you. So I'm really just going to finish with two scriptures. And the first one specifically, I think, just about, you know, how God guides us, how he lights the path at our feet. But quite often my husband points out that it's the path just beneath our feet that he lights. He doesn't, as this picture kind of shows, he doesn't light the whole way ahead and show us everything that's going to happen. He simply plays the light enough for our next step, basically. But that's enough.